A hot soak when things get steamy. Spike let out a sigh of relief as he set his bags on the bed. The cedar wood smell of the cabin with the sounds of an evening storm on the way was just enough to put anyone at ease. He had been waiting months for this. Running a kingdom with Twilight these past few years has been a real experience, but it was also weary on the soul. This is just what he needed. Just a week-long getaway with his good friend Rarity and her good friend Coco Pamel. Someone who he'd gotten to know well thanks to Rarity. Coco even moved into her carousel boutique, and she had been a constant whenever Spike visited. Spike glanced out his window. There were no other ponies around in the secluded location on top of a small mountain overlooking a beautiful lake, which made it the perfect place to relax for all of them. He adjusted his Hawaiian shirt and shorts. Getting airlifted here made the trip easy, but it was still a long one. Right now, the hot tub out on the deck was looking more and more appealing by the second. The girls were currently unpacking in their room, so that just left him to put his trunks on and go take a dip. Just as he had managed to quickly throw them on, he had heard Coco give a loud groan, followed by Rarity giving a small chuckle in response. Curious, Spike entered the living room area.
"You all right there, Coco?"
he called towards their room. The cream-colored pony opened the door to her room and huffed.
"Fine. Just wanted to take a dip after that long flight, only to realize that I forgot my swimsuit."
Coco slouched and began to slowly move out into the living room. Rarity smirked as she followed the exasperated pony out.
"Well, considering how much time you spent making sure you didn't forget anything, I have to say this is quite impressive, dear."
Spike raised an eyebrow at Rarity's choice of an overly large t-shirt showing off her right shoulder and yoga pants. It was certainly more casual than what he had seen her wear in quite a long time. Coco crashed onto the couch, a heavy sigh escaping her once again, her thin white t-shirt and black sweatpants getting roughed up a bit as she buried her face in a pillow. Rarity glanced over at Spike and winked before patting the distraught pony on the head.
"Not to worry, I have a solution."
She perked up, looking at Rarity with a bit of glimmer in her eyes.
"Are you gonna make a new one?"
Rarity tilted her head slightly, glancing around.
"As much as that challenge would excite me, I am afraid I am missing some key components. Mainly, the proper material needed. Can't just use anything after all. Has to be a light but soft material. Something tells me that the people who own this cabin wouldn't take too kindly to me borrowing the materials I have in mind. Trust me, I learned my lesson after the hotel staff gave me an earful around the first time we met." "Oh,"
she replied, sinking back into the pillow. Rarity rolled her eyes.
"But I have another solution, if you would just follow me back into our room."
Rarity grabbed her hand and quietly got her up, her mind seeming to race as she led her close friend back to their room. Rarity turned, her expression appearing more dreamy as she locked eyes with Spike.
"Could you be a dear and get the hot tub ready for us? We shall only be a moment."
Another wink, and the door soon closed behind them. Spike shrugged and casually headed for the sliding door. He knew Rarity well enough that whatever problem she would find, she would get some solution when it came to stuff like this. He opened the door, and he felt his breath leave him for a second. The warm breeze hit him like a soft pillow being thrown. The door led out to a wooden patio surrounded by trees on all sides, with the exception of the view out front. The lake was looking calm and clear. Only a slight breeze could be felt as clouds began to move across the sky, though the sun could still be seen on the horizon. There was a roof over their patio, so they could just sit outside without having to worry about the rain. Spike was thankful for this, as he was sure it was going to rain later tonight, and he wasn't sure how long he and his friends would be up tonight. The dragon reached out and pulled off the cover of the hot tub. The smell of chlorine wafted into the air soon to be followed by steam. Spike grinned and turned to the device sitting nearby. After making sure the bubbles and temperature were at a good spot, he then threw off his shirt and stepped in. The water was kind of lukewarm, but only to him. He figured lukewarm to a dragon had to be super toasty to an average pony. Although, Rarity could probably take higher temperatures due to her many trips to the spa, and he wasn't too sure how Coco would handle it.
"It's best to wait for them. They can crank it up if they need to."
Spike stared out, watching the sun slowly sink into the horizon. The sound of a sliding door caught his attention. He turned and saw both Coco and Rarity walking out in bathrobes. Coco seemed to hesitate slightly with each step, while Rarity walked as though if not a thing on this planet could stop her. She even seemed to flaunt slightly with each step. Spike had to admit, it was one of the many things that he loved about her. Though, he felt his obsession with her had subsided with time. A secret love persisted within the back of his mind. Rarity was always going to be a thing of beauty to him. One that while he would love to take as a mate, but was still more than happy to be close friends with. Still though, the image of her form was enough to make him suck in his gut for just a second. Taking a few seconds to calm his mind, Spike moved to the back of the hot tub, making sure to give them plenty of room. He was sure that his heart was going to skyrocket the moment he saw whatever sort of swimsuit she had on. His body was about to do something else. As Rarity neared the hot tub, she dropped her robe. Time seemed to slow as her form came into view, and one thing that Spike was not expecting to see was her bare breasts bouncing slightly upon release. Her toned body and wonderful complexion seemed to shine for just a moment. Spike felt his face go from purple to red in an instant. Words failed him as he stared at the goddess in front of him, her flower barely hidden by the side of the tub. He resisted the urge to lean forward for a quick peek, and instead, trying to look as casual as possible while hoping the bubbles were thick enough to hide a growing tent being made.
What?
He sputtered, wishing that his brain would finally switch gears. Rarity turned and raised an eyebrow at Coco, who was standing next to her, looking reluctant to remove her robe. She rolled her eyes and turned back to Spike.
Now, Spike, Coco and I have simply decided that due to a lack of swimsuits, but still wanting to enjoy our vacation, we have decided to go all natural instead. That won't be a problem, will it?
No.
Spike managed to force out. His eyes were doing their best not to stare for too long.
Did she really forget her swimsuit too?
Good.
Rarity said sweetly as she lifted her leg, testing the water with her hoof, her clean slit coming into view for a moment. Rarity seemed to hold that pose longer than she should have before deciding the water was decent and stepped in, even making sure to raise her other hoof and put it in a bit slower than needed. Her hand gripped the side of the tub as she slowly lowered her body in. She let out a small moan in satisfaction. After getting settled for just a moment, she turned to Coco.
Well, are you getting in? Or are you just going to stand there all evening?
Coco glanced at her, then Spike.
I don't know, Rarity. Just... Suddenly, I'm not as confident in your idea as I was a few minutes ago.
Rarity shook her head.
Oh, come now. It's just us. You are among friends. No one is going to judge you.
Coco seemed to hesitate for a second longer, before sighing and loosening her robe. Once the fabric hit the floor, Spike felt his heart kick itself up a notch. She was always slightly more plump than Rarity, but made up for it with an impressive display of D-cup-sized breasts and a fairly decent-sized ass to boot. While Rarity was a more toned C-cup with a modest ass, Coco was clearly packing away everything in all the right places. Something that he never really took much stock in till right at this moment. Spike did his best not to stare as she slowly got in, soon getting herself comfortable and doing her best to hide her breasts with her arm. But it did only little to cover them up. Rarity gave a passive huff but seemed satisfied.
Oh!
Rarity stood up.
Sorry, I forgot the wine. I'll be back in a jiffy.
She briskly walked to the edge and held out her leg for a few solid seconds, seeming to shake her ass slightly as she got out. She smiled as she glanced back at the two, before crossing the deck and soon making her way back inside. That just left Coco and Spike to their silence, both doing their best not to stare at one another for too long. One thing Spike knew was that in his recent growth spurt, it had given him a stronger looking lean top, and some inches added to more places than one.
So, I hear you're doing some modeling lately,
Spike said, while looking over at the trees nearby, hoping to break some of the tension surrounding them.
Oh, yes. It's mostly just with photo finish and Rarity, but they've been helping me come out of my shell more.
Spike glanced down briefly.
Well, you sure do have a great body for it.
Oh, well, thank you. You really think I look good?
Spike locked eyes with hers.
Better than good. It's amazing, more like it.
She blushed and looked away. Spike felt his heart skip a beat as he adjusted in his seat a bit. Rarity soon returned with a bottle of white wine and three glasses. Spike did his best to avert his gaze again. She casually walked over and set down the glasses on a nearby table. After pouring three of them in nearly full glass, she set down the bottle and began to pass the drinks out with her magic. Spike reached out and grabbed the glass out of the air, Coco doing the same with her free hand. The fashionista stepped back in, settled down, and took a sip.
Much better. So, what do you think of the location so far? Isn't the view incredible?
Rarity seemed to ask that to both of them, but her eyes fell onto Spike. The red-faced dragon gulped and nodded, downing a good amount of the wine in his glass before answering.
Yeah, really incredible.
He took another sip, stealing another glance at her wonderful breasts.
One might say the view is impossible to look away from.
Spike tried to slow his breath. His heart was hammering as Rarity's body seemed to shine, facing the setting sun. The bubbles did nothing but diminish her incredible body from his view. He was sure that his swim trunks were starting to tear at this point. Rarity took another sip before letting up her horn. Before Spike could say anything, he felt the fabric around his legs leave him. They were there one moment, and gone so fast that Spike almost wouldn't have noticed if not for the freeing sensation that followed. Rarity casually tossed the fabric away as if it were an annoying bug.
You know, it just didn't seem fair to us to be the only ones allowed to enjoy ourselves this way. Might as well make this even, don't you think?
Spike gulped as he struggled to form words in his mouth. He was now certain that his member was at full mast. All that blood his brain needed had to be going somewhere. Rarity set down her glass on the side of the tub and rubbed her right shoulder with her left hand.
It seems I may have a bit of an ache going on.
She smiled sweetly and slightly more seductively at Spike.
If I remember correctly, you have some magical hands, or claws, I suppose, that can work wonders. At least, that is what Twilight has told me in the past.
He glanced at Coco, who seemed to have found her glass to be the most interesting thing in the world. Also, her face was clearly getting redder by the second. Spike then looked back at Rarity.
Yes, I could, loosen that up if you'd like.
His brain was now working in overdrive. So too was his purple spear. Rarity stood up and walked over. She then sat down on the edge of his seat, facing away from him. If she had any problems with the fact that his dick was now bouncing against her butt and lower back, she did not show it. She gave a soft hum and nodded.
You may begin whenever you're ready.
Spike shakily rose his arms, his claws now resting on her shoulders. Soon, they began to move on their own. Squeezing and pushing slightly, Rarity cooing softly at the touch. He dug into her shoulders, feeling her tense muscles loosen up. Rarity arched her back slightly, her ass now pushing against his member. Spike suddenly realized that he had been holding in his breath and sucked in some much-needed air. His eyes glanced quickly over at Coco, who was watching with silent fascination, her arm no longer covering her breast. If anything, her hand seemed to have found its way down south. He felt Rarity's ass push against him once more, forcing him to let out a low moan. He felt his hormones kick into high gear, and at this rate, something was gonna give. That something turned out to be Rarity. She suddenly spun around, her eyes blazing while her cheeks were clearly flushed.
Please, continue. Just need to make some adjustments.
Spike went back to massaging her shoulders while her face leaned in close. Now just inches apart, she smiled.
Just sit back and relax, Spike. I think we both know where this is going at this point.
She made a quick glance back at Coco.
Just a heads up, darling. Feel free to enjoy yourself back there as well. It is your vacation, too.
Coco silently nodded, clearly way ahead of her. Her hand was covered by the bubbles, but her jerky arm movements gave away more than enough. Her low gasps and hums weren't doing much to hide what she was doing, either. With that, Rarity began to move her body forward, her flower soon grinding against Spike's hard shaft. The dragon let out a wheeze as Rarity's breasts squished against his chest. Her hand soon found its way down, gripping the wonderful tool and guiding it towards its destination. Rarity let out a small gasp as she began to slowly impale herself onto the large rod. Spike, feeling the need to do something, found his claws sinking down the naked unicorn's bare back and gripping her wonderful ass. Rarity let out a hard moan, and she soon began to rock her hips, slowly impaling herself. Getting deeper and deeper with each thrust, her moans becoming louder and louder, her breasts grinding against the dragon's smooth chest. Spike could only pant and huff along with her. She was so tight. Each thrust was like a hard massage to his cock, pleasure spiking with each hard thrust. And aghast, this was heaven. Or had to be a dream. He prayed to Luna that he'd be allowed to keep this up just a bit longer if it was. Rarity cupped her right breast with one hand, while using the other to help push her along. Her eyes closed as she concentrated on one thing, and one thing only. Soon, Rarity's moaning began to grow shallow as she reached her peak. She let out a hard moan as her body convulsed, and she came hard.
Oh, Spike.
She collapsed slightly onto Spike, her mouth hanging open in silent awe as Spike felt his lips briefly touch hers, like a ghost of a kiss. She licked her lips and hummed in approval. After taking a moment to catch her breath, she slowly removed herself, feeling the wonderful pillar leave her.
Wow. Oh, that was so well worth the wait,
Rarity said while winking at the now half-grinning, half-dazed Spike. She turned back and saw that Coco had a hand reaching forward while the other was caressing her right breast, her nipples now clearly hard.
Okay, dear. It's your turn.
Spike perked up at that. He hadn't yet orgasmed, so this was some good news, to say the least. Sure, he had hoped to make Rarity his mate, but after seeing Coco and all of her beauty, one more couldn't hurt. Coco slowly rose, almost in a trance-like state. Rarity got up and put her hands on her shoulders.
Here, let me help. Face my direction, and sit down on his lap. We can take this as slowly as you need to.
Spike soon found the large ass pushing against his stomach, Coco's entrance now teasing a still-hardened rod. Coco gave a slight smirk, something Rarity had only rarely seen.
No need for that. I've been training myself for something like this for a long time.
Without a word, she soon dropped her hips, taking in more than Rarity expected, almost all the way down to the balls.
Oh my. Quite impressive.
Rarity knelt down, her face nearing Coco's, an impressive feat that deserves just as much praise. Her lips soon found their way to Coco's, and she kissed her deeply before her hands found their way to her sides. She began to help her work her way up and down, and Coco moaned in Rarity's lips. Her breasts grinded against the fashionista's. Spike leaned back as pleasure began to run through his system once more. She was pushing and pulling him, milking his member for all it was worth, water splashing around him as she began to quicken in pace, her body shaking as she hilted him over and over again. Soon, he was reaching out both of his claws and cupping and also squeezing her breasts. She cried out and almost screamed loud enough to echo throughout the lake. She was clearly orgasming, but she refused to stop. Spike, now at his limit, cried out as he reached his orgasm as well. Rarity quickly squeezed Coco and pulled her off of him, just in time for him to coat a bit of her back and half the tub in his white cream. Rarity and Coco laid on top of each other, panting, while Spike felt like he could pass out at any moment. Just as he felt like he was about to doze off, he felt Rarity's lips on his. It was a quick little kiss, but just enough to keep him awake.
Come, darling, we can't stay here forever. I have a bed with our names on it.
Spike and Coco wearily got out of the tub, while Rarity helped the two quickly dry off. She then led them back inside, and Spike was the first to crash onto the bed with Coco landing right next to him. Rarity snuggled up closely on the other side, and just as darkness was beginning to take him, he could just make out Rarity's final remark.
And just to think, Spike, this is only our first day here. I look forward to seeing how tomorrow goes.
Who knew Spike was in for one hell of a vacation? Anyway, I'd love to give a very special thank you to my relaxed donators. Top donator, Dash of Evergreen, Peter Coulthard, Dresden, Dospo, RuneScythe9852, Coria Crucii, Delta Omega, Ryan E. Dragonwolf, Dwight Cornell, Gaggy, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Starlight Glimmer, David D. Sanchez, Trey, Pokekiller Zach, Soul Dragon, Dak Britton, Joe Piercy, Alex F., and Rainbow Dash. Thank you all very much for watching this video, and live life to the fullest.